with Cyclone Alfred inbound to make landfall, we spoke with some people in the community to get some perspectives of what's preparing like for an extreme weather event like this. We speak with Megan out west from Brisbane and then Charlene up north in Deception Bay. You're listening to NITV Radio and we're speaking with some community members based up in Brisbane. This is Megan and she is seeing some of what's happening as Cyclone Alfred comes through. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Nori. How are you going?
I'm good. Yeah. What's it like? What's happening? Are you preparing yourself?
Look, I'm pretty well prepared here. At the moment, we're just sort of watching and waiting. It's quite windy. One minute it's sunny, one minute it's raining. Yeah, the grocery stores are a bit insane at the moment. Shelves are being stripped bare, kind of similar to what happened in COVID.
Mm.
But yeah, other than that, there's not a whole lot we can do. We're just watching and waiting right now.
Yeah. Have you experienced cyclone preparations before?
No, this will be my first experience.
So you're up there with your family. How is anyone else doing, your community, family members? Is everyone taken care of and are you still in contact and all that with everyone?
Yeah, I've been able to contact everybody. We're all, you know, taking the necessary precautions and we've got, like, you know, plans in case one of us, you know, needs some assistance and stuff like that. And, you know, just I've got an elderly neighbour, so we went and set her up yesterday and... Yeah, so just, yeah, sort of all coming together as like a community, which is really nice to see. And, yeah, we're just sort of waiting for this thing to hit.
Do you have any preparations for the aftermath? Do you expect anything?
We're sort of concerned about flooding, where we're sort of located back onto a creek that did flood in 2022. So sort of nothing in the aftermath yet. We're just kind of going to wait and see what happens. But we've got all of, like, the back area sandbagged. And the sandbagging locations, they were a bit hectic. Sort of the council's running out of the sandbags for people and then having to go and fill it yourself. They were sort of a little bit hectic and not very well set out. But other than that, no, I'm set. Yeah, sort of just a waiting game at the moment, unfortunately.
And that was Megan, based right outside of Brisbane, speaking with NITV Radio. How are you doing, Charlene? Whereabouts are you based?
So I'm in Deception Bay, which is about an hour north of Brisbane. At the moment, everything is going okay up here. We've had some rain and wind, but still have power and kind of fortunate, but that might change from what I hear.
And you're keeping an eye on alerts so far?
Yeah, keeping an eye on alerts, watching the weather. I've got a view of the ocean from my place and at times I can see Moreton Island and at times I can't. So keeping an eye on the weather outside as well as what's coming through on the television.
And how have you prepared over the week? Has it been easy for you or have you made it to the shops and all this stuff to take care of yourself?
I'm pretty well stocked up. I didn't make it to the shops because I was in Melbourne for a conference and flew back Wednesday afternoon. So by the time I got home, all the shops were empty, virtually no cars on the road. So I think that the community is really heeding the warnings about staying inside and staying safe. We've had rain and wind on and off over the last couple of days. Woke up this morning, it was really intense. At the moment, it's died down a little bit again. But fortunately, I've got a stocked freezer. I've got mostly all the essentials that we need, so... myself, my son and my dogs are safe. So that's all that matters.
You were just hearing from Charlene Dwyer, based up in Deception Bay.